Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we've said before, from a pro-life perspective, the 2021 session of the Montana Legislature was one for the record books. Five pieces of pro-life legislation were signed into law, and a sixth will be on the ballot for voters to decide. As pro-life forces racked up victory after victory, abortion providers were left fuming. It was an unstoppable juggernaut. Decades of pent-up frustration was finally released when solid pro-life legislators and a pro-life governor seized the reins of power. Everything was on the table, and abortion providers were powerless to stop it. Realizing their only hope was the courts, they began threatening lawsuits if the bills were passed. Strangely, it's been nearly 3 months since the session concluded, and the lawsuits have yet to materialize. Such was not the case in other states, and this week, Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson signed on to a 20-state amicus brief defending a recently passed fetal heartbeat law in the state of South Carolina. For those who may not know, heartbeat laws are the latest front in the pro-life battle. They generally ban abortions very early in pregnancy, at the point that a fetal heartbeat is detected, generally 3 to 4 weeks after conception. While Montana does not yet have a fetal heartbeat law, we now ban abortions after 20 weeks, which is when a fetus can begin to feel pain. What we do have and our reason for signing on to the amicus brief is our newly passed law requiring women contemplating an abortion to be provided the opportunity to view an ultrasound image of their baby, as well as the chance to hear the child's fetal heart tone. South Carolina's fetal heartbeat law contains a similar provision, and that law was enjoined in its entirety by Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Mary Lewis. The amicus brief was written by Alabama's Attorney General Steve Marshall, who criticized what he described as Judge Lewis's error-filled district court opinion. Marshall wrote that although Planned Parenthood and the other plaintiffs challenged only the law's regulation of abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected, the district court enjoined the law in its entirety, including portions of the law that other states already have and regularly enforce. He went on to say that the judge's ruling treads on South Carolina's sovereign ability to decide for itself the purposes of its legislation and aggrandizes the judicial power by treating the court's injunction of the challenge provision as erasing it entirely so the whole act collapses. 24 states, including Montana, require abortion providers to offer to display the image from the ultrasound, yet the district court enjoined South Carolina's ultrasound disclosure law. While this injunction doesn't affect Montana directly, it provides guidance to the other courts, like the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which directly affects Montana. We know from past experience that small incursions must be resisted, lest they grow greater, and we applaud Attorney General Knutson for his willingness to defend Montana's pro-life legislation, even when the threat posed arises in another state. As Montanans, we cherish the right to life and look forward to that day when the scourge of abortion will be lifted from our nation forever. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.